102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 719, dead guy in the envelope's coming next. JP's got the dead guy. We got to figure out what name is on the paper in the envelope.
We had a guy that you know from a very long television career.
So decades long.
Decades.
All right. American guy?
Yes.
White guy?
Yes.
Black and white to start?
Yes.
Maybe if it was that long?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on fire.
955 WBAB. Did he marry anybody famous?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Take the clues JP gave you off the questions I asked, whatever, and let's hear what you got. See if you can figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is. 955 WBAB. We'll get to your calls next.
Zombie!
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 724. Cloudy and 80 today. Thunderstorm later. We've just started off dead guy in the envelope. JP knows who the celebrity is, has his name on a paper in the envelope. We got to figure him out.
Again, is a guy you know from a... he had a very long career in television.
Hmm.
Okay, he's a white guy. He's an American guy.
Right. Started in the black and white era.
Yes.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
How you doing? Johnny Carson.
No.
Was this guy a talk show host at all of any type?
No.
Okay. Hi, BAB.
Hi, James Goddard.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Hi, you're in the, on the air for Dead Guy.
Yeah, hi. Was it a Western?
No.
The guy was not a Western star type guy?
No.
Hi, Dead Guy, you're on the air.
Yeah, is it Bob Denver?
Nope.
Hi, BAB, Dead Guy. Go ahead.
Is it Larry Hagman?
No, it is not.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So he had a long career. Is he known for one TV show in particular?
Mostly, but he's done, a lot of other big name, a few other big name shows.
Okay, so he had a few that were really pretty good and one huge one, maybe?
Yep.
Would you say that?
Yep.
Did he go to movies?
No.
All right. 955 WBAB. See if those clues help you for Dead Guy. Get to more of your guesses coming next. Right now, 726, Teddy's Dead Guy in the envelope. JP's got it. We're trying to figure out who the dead celebrity is.
He's an American guy. He's a white guy. He's had a very long career in television. He's a TV guy.
Okay. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hi, Sid Caesar?
No.
All right.
Was he a funny guy like Sid Caesar, like a comedian type guy?
No.
All right. You got me. I thought that guy was on to you. I guess not. 955 WBAB. One big TV show, but he had a bunch of shows that he was successful with.
Well, that was successful.
You said there was one that was the biggest.
Right.
All right. See if you guys can sniff out this dead guy next. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. It's 734. We have someone on the line who'd like to guess it. You're a dead guy in the envelope, JP.
American guy, white guy, very long television career. He did a late night show, but he's done other stuff as well.
All right. Started in the black and white era and went for a long time.
Kept on going.
Not a Westerns guy. And did you say not a dramatic actor? I asked you that before,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Okay, not a dramatic guy. Hi, BAB, go ahead.
Was he also known for something else? Like, was he a singer?
No.
I was thinking Dean Martin.
No.
All right. Was he known for something else besides his TV career? Like, not maybe not a singer. Was he a TV pitch man? Was he known for anything else, you know?
No.
Did he die in a crazy plane crash?
Nope. No? Nothing
right.
like that.
Thanks. All right. More of your calls next. 955 WBAB 734. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. Cloudy, 80, maybe a thunderstorm today. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of Dead Guy in the Envelope. JP's got the dead celebrity's name on a paper in the envelope. We're trying to figure out who this guy is.
Right. He is. He's a white guy. He's an American guy. He's had a very long career in television. You guys have asked me about a million different actors. And No.
Right. He didn't marry anybody famous, so nope. Desi Arnaz is out of there because people go to that right away.
Correct. Say. Well, he's also a white guy. Desi Arnaz is...
Cuban?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, which I know whitish to me.
Which I know you consider white, but it really isn't. Because, you know, there's a white and then a Latino thing on the paperwork.
He's very light
skinned. Clearly, the rest of the planet sees a difference. Raj just doesn't.
All right. Good. And the guy was an actor, and nothing else really jumps out about him as far as what else he did, whether it's
right.
TV, pitchman.
He just did TV.
Yeah.
That's okay. It.
Hi, BAB. Go ahead.
Well, that's what you know him for.
Right. Good.
Jackie Gleason.
No.
Was this guy a big fat guy. If he wasn't, he wasn't a comic either. You said, right?
He was not a comic. I don't think he was a big fat guy. Right. I'll take a look.
Hi, BAB. Your question.
All right, I think I got it. Andy Griffith.
No.
Ah, oh, sorry. Hi, you're on the air. Dead guy.
Hey, is it Carol O'Connor?
It is not Carol O'Connor, and he was definitely not a big fat guy.
Okay. Hi, BAB. Dead guy.
Yeah, was he ever on a game show?
He was part of a game show, yes.
Okay, how about Dick Clark?
No.
Hi, BAB Dead Guy, you're on.
Hey, it's Scotty.
Hey, Scotty.
Scotty, what's up?
What about Rod Sterling?
No.
Ooh. Sorry, buddy.
No.
Nope.
Not Rod from the Twilight Zone. So,
Ted's awful quiet.
He was part of a game show. Hmm.
Junior?
955-WBAB.
At this point.
Are you?
Yeah, stumped, or you haven't been listening for the last half hour?
Well, that too.
Right. The part of the game show thing is what's got me. All right, you guys, see if you can figure it out. 955-WBAB.
Ted's in the other studio reliving clips of BLI Summer Jam from the weekend.
The biggest concert of the year.
Saying, I can't believe I didn't get to hang out with Flo Rida.
All right, 741. No more of your calls next right now.
Congrats to them, too, by the way.
Oh,
that
yeah.
show ended up being really big.
Big show, huh?
They pulled it off, man. That was big.
Here's Ted with the Roads.
Sunrise Highway.
Roger and JP. Before we get to Ted's news, we have someone who'd like to guess at your dead guy in the envelope, JP.
Go ahead.
Who you say is a person with a long TV career, started in black and white.
Right, went into color and everything else.
Wasn't dramatic, wasn't a comedian,
right.
But was part of a game show, was the last clue we got. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Was it Michael Landon?
No, somebody else said that. Again, I never said, I said he's got a long career in television, but here's a little hint. I never said he was an actor.
And he was part of a game show, but he was...
Game shows.
And that explains why there was
game
shows.
But that's not also not what you know him most for.
Really?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. All right. 955-WBAB, was he on the panel of game shows? Like, if he...
No.
He was part of game shows. He wasn't like a celebrity host?
No.
Or whatever you call it?
No.
All right, more of your guesses. 955-WBAB, 746. Ted has this quick AB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 751. Cloudy and 80 today, maybe a thunderstorm. All right, let's get a guess in here for Dead Guy in the Envelope. JP's dead guy. Stumping us pretty good so far, but I feel like we made a little progress because you mentioned he was part of a game show.
Yes, and I said part of game shows.
Shows, but that's not even the biggest thing he's done.
Correct.
This guy from TV, long career. All right, BAB, you got an idea. Go ahead.
How are you? Jack Paar.
No. I will say this. Someone on this show, not Brett, does a mean impression of this dead guy.
And it's not Brett?
It is not Brett.
Was this guy a late-night talk show host?
No.
Was he a late-night talk show...
No.
...related person?
No.
Damn. I was onto something. I guess not. All right.
I will say this, though. Somebody on this here radio program, besides Brett,
mm-hmm.
does a mean impression of this guy.
That's got to be Ted. It's not you and me.
No.
No?
Well, it's not you and I. No.
Right.
It's not Brett.
All right. 955-WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 756, cloudy, 80, thunderstorms later. We are with the dead guy in the envelope with JP's dead guy trying to figure it out. And we have a couple people on hold who think they've got it.
He was, again, long television career, white guy, American guy. He was involved with late night television. He was also involved with game shows. Mm. Roger just asked me if he was part of a late night talk show.
Right.
And I said the answer to that was no.
Yeah, that's what got me. All right. You think you have it? Go ahead.
Hey, is it Don Pardo?
It is Dom Pardo.
And there it is.
From Saturday Night Live. You just asked me, was he part of a late night talk show? And the answer is no.
No.
It's not a talk show. But he did late night television, yes.
Right, SNL.
And Don Pardo, obviously, the 40-something year voice of however long Saturday Night Live is on.
Yes.
He's been the guy for like 39 of those 40 years or whatever it was. So Don Pardo is indeed the correct
and
answer.
And what game shows was he a part of?
The Price is Right, Jackpot, Jeopardy, Three on a Match, Winning Streak, and he also did
NBC. He was the voice of all of those?
Yeah, he did NBC Nightly News.
Oh, my God.
His longest and best-known announcing job was for NBC Saturday Night Live, a job he held for 39 seasons.
Hey, great job getting Don Pardo. Good job. You win Dead Guy in the Envelope. And you get tickets to go to the Great South Bay Music Festival, July 17th through the 19th, Shorefront Park in Patchogue. Over 50 live performances, three stages, craft vendors, local food and beer activities for the kids and more. And you're going for free. Hold on.
Okay.
Don Pardo, dead guy in the envelope this morning. Good one.
There you
7:57.
Go.
Thanks for playing along.
Malwina Banks. Jim Brewer.
Who's our favorite one?
Rachel Dretch.
That's the one. Rachel Dretch.
Sherry O'Terry.
Sherry O'Terry. Jim Downey.
Oh, my God.
Denny Dillon.
Okay.
Ted Linder.
Robin
as Don
Pardo.
It's time to do the roads. Thanks for playing along with Dead Guy. Here is Ted.
Christopher Guest. Sunrise Highway westbound. Loaded.